Thank you. Yes, it is the good stuff. Kim and Mike Burge with you, and we're delighted to be here. I've got a story about three little pigs. Not sure what Mike has coming up. What have you got?
Maybe something about St. Peter and heaven.
Oh, very good. That sounds great.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area in north central Nebraska. Cherry County offers the Niobrara National Scenic River, and that, of course, is the number one river adventure in the Midwest. And Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies Park, and home of the Nebraska Star Party. And believe it or not, the stars are open year-round. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, and hundreds of camping spots. Fall is coming up. Be looking at a quick trip down the Niobrara River or to Cherry County, Nebraska. Check it out at visitvalentine.org.
We are sure you're going to enjoy it. Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not flashy. They're not fancy magazines, slick pages. No, but they do focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
Okay, let's get to that story.
All right, one day, the first grade teacher was reading the story of the three little pigs to her class. She came to the part of the story where the first pig was trying to accumulate the building materials for his home. She read, "And so the pig went up to the man with the wheelbarrow full of straw and said, 'Pardon me, sir, but may I have some of that straw to build my house?' The teacher paused, then asked the class, 'And what do you think that man said?' One little boy raised his hand and said, 'I think he said, holy crap, a talking pig.'"
I like Three Little Pig stories. All right. So it seems that this newly arrived soul went to heaven.
Okay.
And who meets you at the pearly gates?
St. Peter.
St. Peter. Okay. The saint toured the soul around heaven. Both of them walked side by side inside a large workroom filled with angels. St. Peter stopped in front of the first section and said, "This is the receiving section. Here, all the petitions to God said in prayer are received." The soul looked at the section, and it was terribly busy, with so many angels sorting out petitions written on volumes of paper from all over the world. They walked again until they reached the second section. And St. Peter told the soul, "This is the packaging and delivery section. Here, the graces and blessings the people ask for are packed and delivered to the persons who asked for them down on earth." The soul saw how busy it was. There were so many angels working in that room, since so many blessings were being packed and delivered to earth. Finally, at the farthest corner of the room, the soul stopped at the last section. To the surprise of the soul, only one angel stayed there idly, doing nothing. "This is the acknowledging section," St. Peter told the soul. "How is it that there is no work here?" "That's the sad thing," said St. Peter. "After the people receive the blessings they asked for, very few send their acknowledgments. How does one acknowledge God's blessing?" "Simple," St. Peter answered. "Just say, 'Thank you, Lord.'" Didn't go where we thought you were going to go, did it?
No, it
no.
didn't.
No?
No. Very good.
That's a thinker there.
Yeah, just say thank you. If you believe everything you read, don't read.
Don't read. That's good advice.
That's a Japanese proverb. I thought that was pretty good. Before filling your wheelbarrow, point it in the direction you intend to go. I liked that as well.
That's a good homeowner tip
there.
Yeah,
B.A. Mello said that. The true scientist never loses the faculty of amusement. We can get pretty serious sometimes.
I think that goes along with whatever will go wrong or can go wrong, will go wrong at some point, and
yeah,
you better laugh at it.
Yeah, you might as well laugh because something's going to go wrong sooner or later. McGovern's Law, the longer the title, the less important the job.
Oh,
I thought that was interesting. Attention, poker players. Don't expect to be dealt better than a pair more than once in 10 hands.
Now, is that a real tip?
Well, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, it says it's underlined. I think it's a real tip.
I thought the odds would be better than that.
I don't know. That's what it says. And you know you're getting old when you stoop to tie your shoelaces and wonder what else you could do while you are down there.
Good advice on those. Thanks for sharing those today, Kim. And thank you to everybody out there in our 7-state area that's been listening to The Good Stuff.